What's up, everybody, and thank you for joining me for episode number 2 of Brag Out Loud. I am your host, Chris Bragg, and before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to give a big, heartfelt thank you to everyone who took the time to listen to episode 1, who took the time to send in their feedback. I can't tell you how happy I've been with the response we've gotten. I can't thank you enough. I appreciate it more than you could ever imagine. And I really look forward to continuing the positive trend with Brag Out Loud. I told you last week the show was only going to get better, and it is. I've worked very hard this week to make some contacts, make some connections. I've spoken to some potential guests, all of which I am very excited about for different reasons. So I got to give you the obligatory plug here to go to the Facebook page and like that, Brag Out Loud. Follow us on Twitter at Brag Out Loud. Go to Instagram at Brag Out Loud. If you go there, you see some pictures I took last week and posted when I was home in Savannah over St. Patrick's Day weekend. And then, of course, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. I need to get those subscribers up so I can get a dedicated URL. For those who aren't aware, that means that all you'd have to do is type youtube.com/bragoutloud. I'll get my own dedicated page. So I need 100 subscribers. So please go and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Share it with your friends. Tell everybody to go subscribe to the YouTube channel so I can get those subscriber numbers up. Because with that, you can also unlock other features of YouTube as well. So I need everyone to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's your mission, to subscribe to the YouTube channel at Brag Out Loud. But again, for those who have already done it, thank you, thank you, thank you. For those who have gone to the Facebook page, liked it, have commented, sent me private messages, I can't thank you enough for your support. And of course, there's Twitter, at Brag Out Loud. Try to get that built up. Twitter's tough. If you don't have a, if you're not a celebrity, or if you don't have a popular product to get to sell, then Twitter's tough to get followers. I'm building up slowly but surely, but making some contacts on Twitter with some other podcasts who are helping me out. But if you're on Twitter, definitely go to Twitter at Brag Out Loud. You'll find us there. Follow us on Twitter. You'll get some exclusive content on there as well. As I mentioned, the Instagram page at Brag Out Loud. If you go there and check it out, you'll see that I posted some pictures from last weekend, St. Patrick's Day weekend in Savannah, Georgia. Doesn't get any better than that. I actually took the kids down there, and this was Saturday afternoon. If you'll notice, the one picture of River Street was crowded. That was Saturday afternoon at lunchtime. It was that crowded then. And if you've never been to Savannah on St. Patrick's Day, it's like nothing you've ever seen. Maybe Mardi Gras is the closest comparison you can make, and I've heard it, that compared to a lot. St. Patrick's Day in Savannah compared to Mardi Gras. I've heard that comparison a lot. But Friday, Friday night, and then Saturday night, shoulder to shoulder down River Street, you can't move. It's one of those things that I encourage everyone to experience once. I had quite a many experiences when I was younger, back in my running around days. Some experiences I can't really talk about here on Brag Out Loud, but nonetheless, had a great time, took the kids, introduced them to a little bit of the chaos, and they had a lot of fun. You'll also see that I posted a picture from the Chromatic Dragon, which my entire family has really gotten the love. Had a little couple of drinks there, did a little bit of day drinking, not too much, just enough to get into the St. Patrick's Day spirit, if you will. The Chromatic Dragon, great place. I won't go into much detail right now because, as I mentioned before, I'm going to be doing restaurant reviews on this show. The Chromatic Dragon I'm saving for the next episode. Today, I'll go ahead and give you my review of Alligator Soul, located at 114 Bernard Street in Savannah. Now, I am no food critic. I wish I was, because I think that might be the best job in the world. Because if you're a food critic and you go into a restaurant, you know those restaurants are going to give you the best that they got. You're going to be waited on hand and foot. They're going to kiss your butt throughout the time you're there. I think that would be just the most fantastic job in the world, as being a food critic. But as an everyman, I can tell you the Alligator Soul is an awesome place. If you are going on a date, which my wife and I were on a date, it was great. It's a great atmosphere, nice, quiet, romantic. You know, you name it, I think Alligator Soul really fits the bill there. So it's a great date destination. The food we got was excellent. I had a bacon-wrapped filet with collard greens and mashed potatoes. Now, the combination sounds weird, but it really worked well. The filet was one of the best I'd ever had. I got it cooked medium. I usually get my meat medium, medium well. I got it cooked medium, and it was perfect. My wife ordered the shrimp and grits. We've been on a shrimp and grits kick lately. Not sure why, but over the last few months, everywhere we go that offers it, we've been trying the shrimp and grits. And Alligator Soul's was right up there. I'd say the shrimp and grits were some of the best I'd ever had. If you love shrimp and grits, they're definitely ones you need to try. Overall, I think Alligator Soul is a definite thumbs up. We're going to go back again because there's other items we'd like to try. But they've got my approval for Brag Out Loud. So if you ever find yourself dining out at Alligator Soul, you can tell them Chris Bragg from Brag Out Loud sent you. And as I mentioned, on the next full episode we have, I will be reviewing, giving you my review of the Chromatic Dragon in Savannah. I think you could probably tell from my earlier comments that it's going to be a positive review, but I'll give you more detail about that place, so stay tuned to the next episode for that. As far as what's going on in the world, I think the biggest news story of the week is probably the terrorist attacks that happened in London. Of course, it's a very unfortunate situation. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims, their families, and to London itself as they attempt to recover from that incident. I don't know all the details offhand, so I'm not going to pretend to try to talk about it, but I did hear about it, and I just wanted to make that comment, put it out there that we're thinking about them and sending them our positive vibes. Moving on to sports, and I think the biggest story the last couple weeks has been the NCAA basketball tournament. Of course, it's better known as March Madness, and I tell you, it's lived up to the hype. What a great, great tournament it's been so far. Who had Villanova in their brackets? Anyone? Raise your hands. Be honest. They were the top overall seed, knocked out in the second round in a pretty big upset. I did not have them. I actually had them in the finals. I'm not going to lie, but I have one of the other favorites in the finals. I had Kansas. I'm not going to shy away from that. I had Kansas winning the whole thing. They got knocked out in the Elite Eight. But you're now left with your final four of North Carolina and Oregon on one side. Should be a great matchup. It's hard to pick against North Carolina. They were a number one seed. Oregon's a number three seed. Oregon's made a pretty good run. They're playing great right now. North Carolina slipped by University of Kentucky in a fantastic game. So it's really hard to pick against North Carolina and the success they've had in the past. But the other half of the Final Four, that's the big story. You've got the Cinderella story, and it's all I've heard the last couple of weeks, living and working in Columbia, South Carolina, all about the Gamecocks, all about the University of South Carolina as they've made their run to the Final Four. Just a fantastic story. They're facing the other great story of the Final Four, which is Gonzaga. Now, Gonzaga's a team who's, they were a number one seed, and they were one of the favorites. But a team that's never been to the Final Four, despite all the success they've had in the last couple decades. They've knocked on the door several times, just haven't been able to break through. This year they did, and they're facing a South Carolina team that is on a roll right now, and it's very exciting in the city of Columbia. I'm an SEC fan first and foremost. I'm sorry, I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan first and foremost, but I will root for the SEC most of the time, unless it's Florida. But nonetheless, I find myself jumping on the bandwagon of the University of South Carolina. I hate to admit it, but I'm there. I've got a lot of friends who are South Carolina Gamecock fans, and I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I'm going to root for them to make it to the finals. I think whichever team comes out of that bracket, whether it's Gonzaga or South Carolina, they'll be the team I'm rooting for in the finals. But I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to say it's a South Carolina, North Carolina finals for the NCAA tournament. I'm going to be rooting for South Carolina all the way there. Should be an exciting Final Four. Really looking forward to seeing how that plays out. How did your bracket turn out? Leave me some comments. Send me some feedback. Let me know what you think, and let me know what you think of the Final Four as it stands. And who do you think is going to win the whole thing? It's always fun picking these games, predicting this tournament. I had no money on it this year, so it was all in fun. Didn't feel any pressure, but yeah, my bracket's busted, so I'm going to go with the underdog. I'm going to jump on the bandwagon, and I'm going to say, go Gamecocks. Elsewhere in sports, you had the World Baseball Classic wrap up this week. If you're a baseball fan and you don't or didn't enjoy the World Baseball Classic, I don't know what to say to you, because that was some of the best baseball I've seen in a long time. That was the passion those guys played with for their country was fantastic. The excitement level, it really was like playoff atmosphere in every game. And of course, the United States beat the Puerto Ricans 8-0 to win the whole thing. So we're very happy that the USA came through. But really, it was so exciting and so fun to watch how that tournament played out. I can't imagine the excitement that the players had and the fans actually there to experience it. But really got me hyped up and excited about baseball season, which opens up next weekend. As I said last week, baseball is my favorite team sport. I could talk about it for a while. I'm not going to bore you with that, but we'll be talking plenty about baseball in future episodes as we get ready for Atlanta Braves and their what I think is going to be an exciting season. I know we're going to preview them officially in the next episode as well, so stay tuned for that. But the basketball season, the NBA basketball season, is continuing to move forward, getting ready for the playoff push. Looks like the Cavaliers and the Warriors are probably going to be teams to beat again. I get excited for the NBA playoffs. The regular season gets a little tiring for me. It seems a little drawn out at times, but once playoff season comes around, I will really be more excited about the NBA, to be quite honest. The Atlanta Hawks still hanging on to a playoff spot. They may get past the first round, but I don't see them getting past any of the top two teams in the Eastern Conference, unfortunately. But you never know. That's why they play the games on the court. I mentioned next weekend being the Final Four and the opening day of baseball season is next weekend as well. Of course, next weekend is also WrestleMania weekend. I warned you guys we would be talking wrestling on this show, and I won't get too much into it now because I will be having a big WrestleMania preview special for Brag Out Loud. I'm going to have a few guests on. We're going to go over the matches, give our predictions, and just talk about the show itself. So something to look forward to. I'm really excited about doing that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And WrestleMania weekend is always a blast. You've got the Hall of Fame. You got the NXT special. You have WrestleMania itself. And then, of course, the Monday after WrestleMania has become an event in and of itself with Monday Night Raw and the excitement that crowd usually brings. It's always a big returns, always debuts, and it's just a lot of fun. I love WrestleMania weekend. A little disappointed this year that I won't be able to spend it with my two best friends who I've grown up watching wrestling with. We always have a party every year. That's because WrestleMania was always our Super Bowl. It was always the big event for us. And it was the one time a year we got together and just had a blast. And just, we really enjoyed ourselves every year. Even when the show wasn't that great, we made it fun. We made it exciting because it was us together. And very disappointed we're not going to be able to share that this year since I'm working out of town currently. But we're going to figure something out. I think we may be able to get together, whether it be on the phone or via Skype or whatever it is. But I'm sure myself, Brian, and Mike will definitely be in touch to enjoy the show together as best we can. But stay tuned for the WrestleMania preview special. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to bring it to you. In other wrestling news, sad news, unfortunately, Jim Ross, the Hall of Fame announcer, his wife passed away. She succumbed to injuries she had in an automobile accident. Actually, she was riding her Vespa scooter. I believe that's what they are. She got hit, suffered some skull fractures, and ended up succumbing to those injuries. So our thoughts and prayers, our condolences go out to Jim Ross and his family as he is mourning the loss of his wife, Jan. There's some wild rumors going about that the Hardy Boys may be returning to the WWE sooner rather than later, possibly at WrestleMania. It's only rumors at this point. I personally think it really could happen. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but you never know. They are officially free agents. They are no longer under contract with TNA Impact Wrestling, so it could happen. We'll see. Stay tuned for that. We may have a bold prediction or two when it comes to our WrestleMania preview next week. That's called a tease in the business, folks. Lastly, for wrestling news, and if you've got young children, you may want to have them turn away for a moment because this is going to contain some adult content. One of the biggest news come out of this past week was the release of leaked pictures and video of Paige, who is currently on the shelf right now. How do we say this? They are very graphic from what I've read. Now, I have not seen them because I'm a good boy, but from what I've read and understood, they are very graphic. They are very everything you could imagine. Her co-stars include a former WWE wrestler and a current WWE wrestler. And I will leave it at that. If you are so inclined to seek those out, I'm not going to encourage you to do so. But it's not very hard to go to your favorite adult website or even to Reddit and search and find that content. So happy hunting if that's what you want to do. End of adult content. You can bring the kids back in the room now. As far as mixed martial arts and boxing goes, next week we will be recording a new episode of The Ultimate Fight Show where we'll cover more in depth what's happening in the world of boxing. You had the Daniel Jacobs and Triple G fight last weekend. Great, great fight. Triple G escapes with a decision victory. The first time he has gone to a decision in his career. And Ramon Gonzalez, Chocolito himself, arguably the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, loses a decision. That was a little bit of controversy. I don't necessarily think that was the right decision, but it's going to shake up what the future plans for those guys are going to be now that he's got that L on his record. He was undefeated going into that fight. We'll talk about it more on the Ultimate Fight Show this coming week when we release the new rankings as well. Of course, everybody keeps asking, wants to talk about Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. Nothing new at this time has been reported that I have heard. There's still talk. I personally still think it's got to happen eventually, because at this point it's too big not to happen. Again, we'll give you all the latest and greatest news and information to do with Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather on The Ultimate Fight Show next week. We will be recording that live on Wednesday evening. So you can check that out at blogtalkradio.com/The Ultimate Fight Show. And of course, facebook.com/The Ultimate Fight Show. And at Twitter, The Alt Fight Show. That's myself and Larry Cassano will be hosting that. Moving away from sports and moving into music for a few minutes. Of course, the last episode, I talked about my love of hard rock and metal from the 80s, the power ballads. And if you go to the Facebook page, I posted a video from Rat called Giving Yourself Away. I think it's one of the most underrated power ballads. You don't hear it talked about a lot when it comes to a lot of the bigger hits from that era, but I love the song. I always have. I heard it the other day and thought I'd share it with you on Brag Out Loud on the Facebook page. Haven't really seen any new movies this week. Actually, I take that back. I saw Moana with the kids. Cartoon that came out, I believe, last Thanksgiving, starring The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Very cute movie. Very good movie. We laughed throughout the entire thing. Kids loved it. So if you've got kids especially, if you haven't watched it yet, check out Moana. Very fun family movie. One thing I did at the end of the first episode was offer a birthday shout out to my lovely wife, Jenny. She appreciated it. And a lot of other people did too. In fact, it was proposed to me that I start giving birthday shout-outs on each episode. And I thought, hey, that's not a bad idea. Gets more people involved. You know, maybe I can get in touch with others that wouldn't normally hear the show. Let them know, hey, your name's going to be called out. Take a listen. So I think that's what we're going to do. If you want to give somebody a birthday shout-out, go to the Facebook page or go to Twitter, and you can use hashtag birthday shout-out and send me their information, and I would be happy to wish them a happy birthday on a future episode of Brag Out Loud. One of the other big responses I got from the first episode was when I mentioned Yahtzee with Buddies. I love playing it. It's my favorite mobile game. I've actually gotten several friends that I didn't know played it, sent me game requests, and we're playing that now. Got a couple people I don't even know sent me game requests, say, hey, heard you on Brag Out Loud, great show. I'm playing them now. So it's out there. The Bragman is my username on there. Or I think I might change it to Brag Out Loud. I'm not sure. Somebody told me I should to help promote the show. So either The Bragman or Brag Out Loud is going to be my username. It's got the show logo as my picture on there now. So it was myself and my good friend Chewbacca. I changed it to the show logo to sort of get that out there. But if you're on Yahtzee with Buddies and you want to play me, send me a game request. I'll take as many games as I can. I love it. Don't get to play much during the day because I am at work, but definitely hit me up there. My oldest son, Joseph, has got me signed up now for live.me. Not sure if you've ever seen it, heard of it. It's similar, I guess, to what Periscope was. If Periscope was still a thing, I know it fizzled out. It was hot at for a time. But it's a live stream. You get on there and you beg for likes, beg for follows. It's essentially what I got out of it. But you give coins, you give gifts. It's definitely an interesting concept. He's doing pretty well on it. It's got a lot of people following him. Generally has a pretty good response to his shows that he does. But if you want to check me out on live.me, if you're on that platform, Brag Out Loud is my username. If you want to go see Joseph, he is Deadly Zombie 10. He will probably appreciate the love on live.me more than I will, because I've gotten on it a couple times. I'm still trying to figure it out, but he's becoming a little pro at it. So definitely check out live.me. If you're on there, check out Brag Out Loud, and then check out Joseph, my oldest son, Deadly Zombie 10. Before I get out of here, I do want to thank you guys once again for sticking with me through this episode, for all of the positive feedback, and the constructive criticism of the first episode. I really do appreciate every single bit of it that I received. I'm taking it all to heart, and I'm definitely going to work on making this show better and better. As I said, got a lot of things in mind. I've got a couple of ideas and irons in the fire that should be developing really soon, including the WrestleMania preview next week. I'm getting involved with a couple of projects soon. Should be able to talk about those shortly. Going to be helping out a friend of mine with one this weekend that I'm very excited for, and hope to bring him on to let him promote that as well soon. So a lot of exciting things happening for myself personally and the show Brag Out Loud. Really excited again. I appreciate all the love and support. One more time, please go to the Facebook page at Brag Out Loud. Follow us on Twitter at Brag Out Loud. Add Instagram at Brag Out Loud. And of course, the YouTube channel. I need those subscribers. So please go on all your Gmail accounts and go subscribe to the YouTube channel so I can build that up and make it better and better. And I think that's going to wrap up this edition of Brag Out Loud. I thank you so much for joining me. I really look forward to hearing from you on all the social media outlets, and I look forward to bringing you the next episode. Until then, have a wonderful evening, morning, afternoon, whenever it is you're listening. God bless. I'll talk to you soon.